Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Mark Daniels. The big question in Green Bay remains the status of Aaron Rodgers and his healing left collarbone. Head coach Mike McCarthy says Rodgers had another scan on the injury this week.
He has not been cleared yet from the medical staff. Aaron Rodgers will practice tomorrow. In a limited fashion, and we have not ruled him out for the game yet.
Matt Flynn will get the starters reps at practice. Rodgers on his Milwaukee radio show said, can't say it was the greatest news. He was expecting full clearance, but that has not come yet. Packers have brought Khalil Bell into the fold. Former Chicago Bear running back signed to add depth behind Eddie Lacy and James Starks, the only two healthy running backs. But to make room, the Packers released second-year safety Jerron McMillan.
You know, releasing him today, it's tough. You know, anytime you have a young player, you bring into your program, you obviously have expectations. But this is something that we felt we needed to do from a roster standpoint. I think that our roster distribution reflects that. And, you know, as far as his individual performance, it just wasn't, you know, quite what it needed to be this year. So you never want to give up on a young guy. Was a true professional, and you know, I obviously wish him well.
McMillan, a fourth-round pick from the University of Maine, becomes the fourth of eight draft choices from last year's draft, no longer on the team. Elsewhere in the NFL, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has fessed up. He was caught trying to step onto the field when Jacoby Jones was returning a kick in last Thursday night's contest. Tomlin had a talking to from the NFL and admitted yesterday that he messed up.
My descriptions of my actions on that play are a lot of things, embarrassing, inexcusable, illegal, a blunder, being many of the things that I use to describe it. I take full responsibility.
In college football, Wisconsin Badger linebacker Chris Borland named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Fifth Badger to be so honored. He missed a couple of games with injuries, but still averaged over nine tackles a contest. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota is staying in school. Ducks announced he'll come back for his redshirt junior season. Was projected to be a high NFL pick this year, but he will be next year, I'm sure. UCLA head coach Jim Mora, staying put in Los Angeles, agrees to a new six-year contract extension that'll keep him with the Bruins and Westwood. He's taken UCLA to an 18-8 record in his 2 years on the job. College basketball, the ACC Big Ten Challenge getting underway on Tuesday night. Number 5 Syracuse beat number 23 Indiana 69-52. It was 8th-ranked Duke 79, number 21 Michigan 69. Quinn Cook leading the Blue Devils with 24 points, and he scored all of them in the second half.
First half, I was losing a little confidence in my jumper. And, you know, coach, you know, got on me. Halftime, keep shooting, don't get down. So, you know, guys, you know, kept feeding me the ball and had confidence in me. So it was just my teammates' belief in it.
Number 24, Iowa beat Notre Dame, though, 98-93. The Wisconsin Badgers will get their turn Wednesday night when they take on the Virginia Cavaliers in Charlottesville. Badgers unbeaten at 8-0, ranked 8th and 9th in the polls. Virginia, coached by former Green Bay star Tony Bennett, will then be coming back to Green Bay on Saturday afternoon to take on the Phoenix at the Rec Center. Brian Wardle's club, 4-2 on the season, have climbed to number 14 in this week's mid-major poll, coming off a third-place finish at the Great Alaska Shootout. But Wardle really looking forward to this game because he knows full well the Bennett history at UW Green Bay.
My dad's a basketball junkie, my family, and so was I. So we watched college basketball. So we were aware of Green Bay basketball and what Coach Bennett was doing. Didn't know much about Tony. Didn't get a chance to see him a lot on TV at that time. The games just weren't on TV like they are now nowadays. But you know of Green Bay, and you knew that they were the type of team they had, and then making the NCAA tournament, and then you realize that Tony Bennett was an unbelievable shooter. I think that's what I knew.
And he'll get a chance to see Tony Bennett and his father, Dick, again on Saturday. UW-Milwaukee won only 8 games all last season, but they got their 8th of the year last night, beating Northern Iowa 83-72 to get to 8-2 on the season. Wisconsin Lutheran handed Lakeland its first NAC loss, 62-60. Joey Burris at 21 for the Muskies, who are 4-2 overall. They'll host Concordia of Wisconsin on Thursday night at the Woltson Gym. Proceeds from that game will be donated to the Toys for Tots program. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Milwaukee Bucks fell to the Celtics in Boston 108-100. Jordan Crawford leading the hometown with 25 points. O.J. Mayo had 19 for the Bucks, who've dropped 12 out of their last 13 games and have sunk to 3-14. That is the worst record in the NBA. Bucks coming back home to take on the Detroit Pistons on Wednesday night. Pistons coming off a 107-97 win over the Miami Heat, ending the Heat's 10-game winning streak. 7 in double figures, including former Duke star Kyle Singler.
I mean, our strength on our team is, you know, down low. So, you know, hopefully you would like to see a high field goal percentage. So, you know, we did that tonight. We scored a lot of points, and we also played decent defense.
Denver Nuggets beat the Brooklyn Nets 111-87. Nets head coach Jason Kidd has removed assistant coach Lawrence Frank from his duties on the bench. Kidd indicates the move was made because of a difference in philosophies. Philadelphia 76ers beat the Orlando Magic 126-125 in double overtime. NBA history made, as for the first time ever, two rookies record triple-doubles on the same night. Victor Oladipo had 26 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists for the losing Magic. Michael Carter-Williams from the Sixers, 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. Although Carter-Williams says this wasn't a case of one-upsmanship.
Clearly there's a competitive side to it, but, you know, this is a team game. You know, it's not, you know, me versus, you know, Oladipo. It's, you know, Sixers versus Orlando. So it's a team game. I just wanted to, you know, get the win. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, you know, regardless of what stats say.
Dallas Mavericks beat the Charlotte Bobcats 89-82. Dirk Nowitzki with 25. Oklahoma City over Sacramento 97-95. It was Memphis 110, Phoenix 91. And former Wisconsin Badger John Luehr pumping in 23 points in the victory. Said he was just feeling it.
First couple plays, getting in there, grabbing some rebounds, and, you know, making my first couple shots. From there, just, you know, confidence starts to build. And, you know, from there on, I was just feeling good.
Golden State knocked off Toronto 112-103 on the ice. San Jose gets by Toronto 4-2. It was Pittsburgh 3, the Islanders 2 in overtime. Sidney Crosby with another fantastic play on the game-winning goal.
Their D were you know, flat-footed a little bit because they had to come and gap up. So just got a good situation there with a lot of speed coming in and try to get through them and just get a shot off. I don't know how great of a shot it was, but you know, just tried to poke at it.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Carolina beat Washington 4-1. Columbus shuts out Tampa Bay 1-0. Ottawa 4, Florida 2. Dallas over the Blackhawks 4-3. Antoine Roussel hits the game-winning goal on a penalty shot in the third period. It was Vancouver 3 and Nashville 1. Phoenix hammered Edmonton 6-2. And the LA Kings beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-2 in a shootout. Dwight King getting the only goal of the shootout coming in the ninth round. Kings goaltender Martin Jones survived it.
I was just trying to stay patient with those shooters, and you know, I was fortunate a couple guys missed the net, and you know, I made a couple saves. So I wasn't trying to focus on making nine straight saves. I was just taking each one at a time, and you know, it worked out for us.
Finally, baseball's Hot Stove League is sizzling in advance of next week's owners' meetings. The New York Yankees shelling out $153 million over 7 years to sign away their rival, free agent Boston Red Sox outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury. Hit 9 home runs with 53 RBIs for the Red Sox last year. Jared Saltamacchia also leaving Boston to sign with the Miami Marlins. But A.J. Pierzynski is heading to Fenway after leaving the Texas Rangers. Houston acquires Colorado outfielder Dexter Fowler in a trade. And Cincinnati sends catcher Ryan Hannigan to the Tampa Bay Rays as part of a 3-team deal. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.